this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9. We're here at that conference on the the stage with this fire that looks almost like it's real. I mean, you're afraid to, like, we're sitting really close to the fire. You gonna be okay?
I'm feeling singed.
Oh my goodness. So this is Summer Camp for Geeks, a really cool little campfire motif we got going here with David Neal. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well.
Fantastic. So what is it that you do?
I am a software developer, mostly web development. And I work for an awesome company, and I'm a developer advocate these days.
Fantastic. And where are you from? Are you from these parts?
No. I grew up in Georgia,
uh-huh.
And I lived in Nashville for about 20 years.
Oh, fantastic.
And now I'm back in Redneck, Georgia again.
Oh, fantastic. Well, okay, so you had a talk. Was it today, yesterday?
It's today.
Okay, did you already do it, or are you done?
I just gave it, yeah.
Oh, so that's why we were like, oh, you know, every time I have to give a talk, you're just like, just take a nap or something. And so now we're going to take a nap together here next to the campfire.
I'm all for that.
That's fantastic. So tell us about your talk.
I gave a talk on Node.js. Mm-hmm. It's called the Node.js Crash Course.
Uh-huh.
And just talked about, you know, some of the reasons why somebody might be interested in exploring Node.js and walk through some of the popular frameworks, mm-hmm. Up and running with some of the tools and and all
so
that good stuff.
Let's start with, why Node.js?
Well, Node.js is JavaScript.
Yeah.
So for better or worse, JavaScript being the ubiquitous language of the web, mm-hmm. if you're a web developer, you're using JavaScript.
There's no way you're not.
So why not, you know, use it on the server side as well? Yeah. And it opens up some interesting things. But some of the primary reasons are from a recruiting standpoint.
I see.
You can draw folks from all over,
yeah.
You know, any type of background. And, you know, as long as you're a really good JavaScript developer on the front end, you can plug in on the back end as well.
So how much of it is, like, if you're a front end dev, and let's just say Sue does JavaScript, how easy would it be for Sue to go onto the back end? Is it just JavaScript, or is there stuff you have to know beyond that?
There's just like the .NET framework, there are some framework type things that are built into the Node.js platform.
Okay.
But beyond that, it's just, you're familiar with probably using things like Lodash or Underscore, and those become modules in Node.js, and you can pull those in just like you can on the client side and use them on the server side.
That's really interesting. So let's talk about some of the frameworks. You mentioned a couple. If you're getting started in Node.js, which are some of the frameworks that you need to start looking at now?
Yeah. So Express is probably arguably the most popular MVC style web framework.
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, coming from a .NET background, I'm a .NET developer for a long, long time. There are some project templates that are available for Visual Studio, and Express is several of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, makes it really easy to get started. It's pretty comfortable, pretty familiar, you know, with the environment and being able to debug and so forth. But it's basically MVC. You know, if you've done MVC and ASP.NET, there's a lot of the same similarities.
Interesting. So if you're coming from an ASP.NET background, it's like an MVC. It is an MVC framework for Node.js.
Right.
So what are some of the gotchas, though, if you're transitioning from ASP.NET over to Node.js using Express?
Well, I mean, it is a whole different paradigm. And JavaScript, you know, if you're not already familiar with JavaScript,
there's going to be a problem.
There's a lot of things in JavaScript that could probably trip you up that are, you know, the syntax looks kind of like C# or something like that. You know, it's got curly braces and semicolons and everything, but it's not really the same.
No, it's not.
So, mapping some of the concepts, some of the tools over from wherever you're coming from to JavaScript will take a little bit of time.
But the concepts are analogous, I'm guessing. Like,
yeah.
The MVC is going to be MVC wherever it's from.
Right.
So we talked about Express for actually doing the, which probably does the routing, the model, the view, and the controller.
Mm-hmm.
What other frameworks are there out there that we should consider?
Well, the thing that I'm playing around with now that I'm finding really exciting to work with is called Electron.
Interesting.
Electron is created by GitHub.
Uh-huh.
It's the desktop shell that they use to create Atom. And consequently, Visual Studio Code.
That's right.
Is also based on Electron and can run on Mac and Linux and Windows, and it looks identical.
This is awesome because I think most people don't realize that Visual Studio Code is Electron with a lot of the code Microsoft wrote to build Visual Studio Online.
Yeah.
It's like they ported into it.
Yeah, it's a Node.js application.
It's fantastic. And so tell us what Electron does, other than, is it just a host?
It's pretty much just a host, but it allows someone who's a web developer who's comfortable with HTML and JavaScript, and whether you're using Angular or React or Backbone or whatever, you know, client-side framework, you can use that to build really rich desktop applications.
That's interesting. It feels like Electron then is like Apache Cordova is to mobile.
Yeah.
Except this is the Apache Cordova or Electron for Windows programs.
Yeah.
So absolutely. How hard is it to start an Electron project? Is it just, can you use Express or how does it work?
It's not hard at all. There's an Electron boilerplate project out on GitHub that you can pull down the files from, it makes it really easy. There's a couple of command line scripts. If you have Node.js already installed, it's basically npm
install,
let it initialize all the packages,
wow.
And then type npm start, and you got a desktop app that pops up.
So how many, have you actually deployed desktop apps using Electron, or how do you feel about that?
Oh, well, I haven't deployed them, but that is my goal over the next couple of months. Is I've got a couple of projects that I've been working on for my customers that not all my customers are using Windows.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to be able to provide them a great desktop app experience without having to go through, the building,
one
for each platform, yeah.
Now that's interesting because it's like you're taking a snapshot of the web but making it work locally.
Yeah, and the user who is using the application, they don't know the difference.
Well, as long as you did it right, right? Because, if you're making it look like a web page, it's maybe you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where can folks go to get started looking at Express and maybe even Electron?
Well, you can get started at nodejs.org. Mm-hmm. That's, there's a big green install button where you can get Node.js installed. And then from there, just searching for Node.js Express and Node.js Electron. GitHub has done a great job of putting together a GitHub I/O page or something like that with all the documentation on getting started with Electron.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks for spending some time with us right after your talk. Did it go well?
it went okay.
Awesome, but it probably was a lot better than okay. We are here again at that conference, on the that conference stage. Thanks for watching. We're here again, I already said that, in Wisconsin Dells. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.